This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Before we start today's show, if you're looking for a comedy festival show to go to at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we recommend Sam's show, Sam But Different. You can get tickets at comedyfestival.com.au and use code Mike in all caps to get $20 tickets. That's much cheaper tickets only for listeners of this podcast. And also, if you want to support this show and you like it, patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys. The only place you can get full video episodes of the show, but also big announcement coming about the Patreon on this week's show to hopefully entice you to join up. Patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys would love to see you there. Now let's start the show.
50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 2 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament.
Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, book 2, Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament, and my special guest, Sammy Asclepius, is here.
I will take that as a racial remark.
A what?
A racial, no, I said racial, but then it came out as Rachel, and then... Now I wish we could start again.
No, why a racial remark, though?
Because it sounded like you were saying some kind of...
Sammy Asclepius.
Yeah. No, I was just joking.
Yeah. Well, they don't all land.
Not all the jokes
show,
win.
Guys. Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you for having me back.
No worries.
Very good. Really long Hello Humor.
Yeah, I think I've done longer. And midway through, I was like, I've done this before.
It's so funny because sometimes I might have done this before, that when I re-listen, I'll have it on 1.5 speed and it's still really long.
Really?
Yeah. So, well done.
I was going to say up top, I was a guest on the Restricted Section.
That's right.
American Harry Potter podcast. Mm-hmm. And with Christina Khan. And she discovered this pod just through finding it on Spotify or something.
Wow.
So was a guest on that show. Go and listen to it.
Does she listen to this?
Yeah, she loves this. We talk about it on the show. So it's
I know that actually.
It's a Harry Potter read through potty. And well, we have a little announcement that hopefully will entice some of you to jump on to the Harry Potter and the Boys Patreon, patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys, right, Sam?
We do. And that announcement is as follows. We are actually now starting to do the podcast fully naked. That vision will only be available to the Patreons.
No, we do full
videos. And it's
videos.
Now through OnlyFans, not Patreon, so it's like a bit of a
We do full videos of this on Patreon.
Full frontal,
nude
videos.
Clothed, but if someone donates $1,000, I will do it naked for Patreons only. Full videos, and there's a little bit of chat before we start that's exclusive to Patreon. But as of this week, we are actually going to launch a Patreon bonus show.
Crazy.
And it's based off an idea that we started last week on the show.
Yeah.
Basically, every week, not sure what day yet, we are going to be doing the sorting ceremony, like 10 to 15 minutes where we're going to be sorting fictional characters, real people, categories of people into Hogwarts houses, right?
Yes, and we'll be taking suggestions as well.
We will be taking suggestions from you. So sign up, patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys. Every week you'll get a bonus. So this week, and it will be up this week, we will be sorting the main characters from the TV show Friends into Hogwarts houses. So if you want to hear us talk about that and just like do a sorting ceremony for those characters, patreon.com/Harry Potter and the Boys. It is the best way to support this show and get around us. We really want to grow a Patreon community. That's why we want to offer one more bonus thing for you guys. So you get full videos and you get a bonus sorting ceremony.
And you get a boner.
And you might get a boner if you give $1,000 and I do it naked.
No,
I'll tell you guys this. What's under this shirt? People have lined up to see it.
When?
Well,
when?
You wouldn't know.
Well, I guess I would. Secret.
It's top secret.
Yeah. And what is under Mike's shirt is the new iPhone 14 Plus. So, yes, a lot of people have lined up.
At the Apple Store. Yeah, but I happen to have one in original shrink packaging. So that's Patreon only. No, but we're going to be doing, cast of friends. And then, it could be like, oh, we're doing the Simpsons family. We're doing the Seinfeld characters. We're doing AFL captains.
We might be doing you. As in, we'll be sorting you.
We could do like Australian radio personalities, because that's our industry. Australian comedians, American comedians.
Yep.
Name something. You name one.
Kitchen utensils.
We could do that.
You know? See, you don't know what's... Yeah.
You don't know. You really don't know.
Gaming consoles. Am I looking around Mike's apartment and naming things?
Yeah. Super Mario characters. We won't be doing jackets.
We could be sorting used tissues that are scrunched up near the couch.
We won't be doing that.
No, there's none of those.
And we're going to be like famous musicians. Oh, today we're doing David Bowie, Ed Sheeran, Michael Jackson, and one of the other ones.
One of the other guys.
Justin Bieber.
Harry Styles.
You know, you submit them. We'll sort One Direction.
We'll be sorting brands of ovens. Miele. The other ones.
No, we're not doing inanimate objects. I want to make that clear. But yeah, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys for the sorting ceremony every week. We would love to see a few of you jump on. Now, I have a Harry Potter tidbit before we get into the fanfic.
This is some TT. No, this is not TT.
This is TT?
No, this is CC. This is chit-chat.
Chit-chat. Wasn't it TT?
TT was tangents.
Oh, right. This is CC. Terrible tangents. This is chit-chat. This is HP-related CC.
You're right.
You know in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Never seen it.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
Well, don't worry about it then. No,
go on.
In the third Harry Potter movie and book, I guess, as well, Harry wants to get the notice signed to be able to go to Hogsmeade. It needs to be signed by a parent or guardian.
Yeah.
And Uncle Vernon won't sign it.
Yes. Yeah.
And then...
Dick move.
Absolutely. And then he goes to Hogwarts and he goes to Professor McGonagall, at least in the movie, and she says to him, no signature, no visit to Hogsmeade. And he goes, but can you sign it for me? Yeah. And Professor McGonagall goes, no, I'm not your parent or guardian, so I cannot do it, right?
Yeah.
Don't you reckon a bit stiff from Professor McGonagall, who is fully aware that Harry has an abusive household? Wouldn't she just be like, look, we get it's like special circumstances for you. I'll sign it. It's all good.
100%. She knows so 100%. She knows so much. She was there when he got dropped off, and she expressed her misgivings.
She said to Dumbledore, "These people are horrible people."
So she knows so well, but she's still like, "Yeah, well, fuck you."
And it's like it's even like even if she goes to Dumbledore and goes, "Hey, do you reckon we could do this?" Like maybe she's scared of asking Dumbledore, but Dumbledore would just be like, "I'll fucking sign it for him. I'm pretty much his guardian." It's okay for Harry to go to Hogsmeade.
Or like. Well, this is where the fact that I have phones is ridiculous.
Yeah,
because this is where McGonagall just I'll call them this afternoon. She'll just call up the Dursleys. Look, can Harry go to Hogsmeade or not?
Yeah, just ring him. I remember once at school there was like this exact thing happened. There was like a school excursion, and you had to get what just happened.
I just kicked my own drink.
You had to get your parents to sign the form, and I completely forgot. So got to the day we're in the class. Like, all right, we're going to the jail. It was like legal studies. We're going to the jail now.
Azkaban.
Yeah, it was pretty much, we're going to the jail now. And I'm like, I didn't get my form signed. And the teachers went, that's fine. I'll just call your dad and ask him. And he called my dad and my dad's like, yeah, he can go. And I was like, cool.
Right. Even I'm actually surprised it went that far because honestly, I feel like I didn't get it signed. It's like, well, we're all going and I'm not just going to leave you in the classroom.
Like, so. what's safer at that point? Just leave a student in a classroom by himself or just take him with you?
I think, you don't want to be leaving a student in a classroom by themselves at a Catholic school. A Catholic high school, that's for sure. I think it's definitely safer that you go.
Yeah.
That's all fun. You can say that.
So, I mean, I just thought Professor McGonagall really stiff on Harry there.
And... speaking of stiff on Harry,
Dean Thomas.
Was Harry's idea, am I remembering this wrong, throughout the Azkaban, when he discovers Sirius is his godfather.
Yeah.
Did he then want Sirius to sign his permission form?
No, at the end of the book, Sirius sends him a signed permission form.
I mean, he's still on the run at that point, isn't he? Yeah. Is that going to be better? Are they going to be like, okay.
A known criminal, but like, well, he's actually innocent. Yeah, well, we don't know that. We didn't turn back time. We weren't there.
Or, it's not like if you turned up to school like and you're like, oh, my dad hasn't, but my godfather is Tony Mockbell. And he's
for international listeners, Tony Mockbell is a well-known gangster in Melbourne. Is he dead now? He was killed in prison, wasn't he? Pretty sure we don't look. We don't want to speak ill about
the
Mockbell.
It could be valet, but it might not be.
I'm pretty sure Tony Mockbell is dead.
I think he's...
Who was the gangster that was killed in prison then? The
Carl.
Carl.
Was that it?
Chandler? No, he's a comedian.
This is really embarrassing. I feel like the people who know.
Who is it? Guys, send a message through the ether.
Tony Mockbell's alive. He's only 57.
Carl, I'm going to type in Carl Gangster. Carl Gangster. Oh, Carl Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, he was murdered. But Tony Mockbell's alive.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think so. And there was a funny thing where he was, when he was arrested at the border, he had a passport and he was wearing of someone else, and he was wearing the worst wig imaginable. It looks,
You know what I just also thought of is like, don't you reckon is that the wig he was wearing? Oh my god!
Sorry, this is.
He kind of looks like Russell Crowe. Looks a bit like Russell Crowe, don't you reckon?
Russell Crowe was really seen some hard times, which I guess sometimes he has.
Yeah. You know, in Prisoner of Azkaban, the thing I don't get about it is like, and everyone's going to comment, oh, you haven't read the books, read the books. I've read the books. I just don't remember
it. Guys, Mike has read the books.
I've read the fucking books,
I'm pretty sure he has.
Like, it's implied that Dumbledore does know that Sirius is innocent, but it's unclear whether he knew the whole time or only after the events of that book.
Oh, so true.
Because he kind of smugly, when he gives them the time turner, is like, maybe you can save two innocent lives tonight, talking about Buckbeak and Sirius, which implies that he knows Sirius is innocent. So has he just known the whole time? Like, the legal system in Harry Potter is so flawed.
I've not thought about that, really. So hang on. Because the whole thing, the secret keepers, Sirius the secret keeper?
No, Peter Pettigrew was.
He was. But
they thought it was Sirius. Sirius thought Lupin was the traitor because it was known that there was a traitor in the group, but it was Peter.
But didn't Dumbledore know that Peter was the secret?
Yeah, kid? Dumbledore knew. Yeah, exactly. So Dumbledore did know the whole time.
Right?
He must have.
He knew that Peter was the secret?
Well, he knew that Peter Pettigrew Dumbledore thought it was Sirius as well, I think.
That's the thing.
It was a secret. But still, in that moment, in third year, he's like, you can save two innocent lives.
And he's like, maybe. But like, they might not have.
but he's so smug about it. Like, I know he's innocent. Save him. Like, I don't want to do it. It's weird.
That is really weird.
Yeah.
And that, like, they may not have succeeded.
Yeah, exactly.
So if they didn't succeed.
So he gave them a like, time turn on.
Like, yeah. Like, Sirius. Okay.
Sirius Black and a hippogriff have been killed on Hogwarts grounds. Oh, shit. Hey, one more thing that I thought was hilarious that you sent me during the week. You sent me this great meme, and it was a picture. Do you want to say?
I often do send great memes. I don't remember what it is.
It was a picture of the family in Stuart Little, and it was the kid holding a mouse and the two parents behind him. And the caption on the meme was, Harry Potter, if the Potters weren't killed by Voldemort and Peter Pettigrew was actually a really good friend.
Yeah.
So it's him holding the mouse.
Yeah, so it's like Harry and they've got scabbers there, where it's Peter Pettigrew. Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
I like that. Little Harry just growing up with a mouse friend, and it's Peter, and he's like, hey, Harry, I love you, mate. I was the secret keeper. Yeah.
Just behind the scenes. Yeah. This is quite funny. Right before we started, and we always do the do you have anything? And I said, oh, I might have a meme. And you right before said, yeah, they're describing the memes. I don't know if that really works. Anyway, then you come in here and describe the meme.
Yeah, sorry, man.
But I sent it, so I'm kind of happy.
Yeah, it was good. All right, let's get into the double F if we're ready for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Although,
one thing you said to me about Prison of Azkaban, and when I was at, I went to Ed Sheeran a week ago or so.
Well, I'm so interested to see how you're linking this in.
Well, there's a point, they had these big screens, and there was always like, it was warping his face, Ed's face a bit, and like do a bit of that. And then it would like occasionally go into this weird kind of bluey black and white. And I was just like, every time they did that, I was like, it looks like a scene out of, it looks like Ron in like a scene of Prisoner of
Patronus. Like a Patronus.
Yeah, Patronus, but it kind of looks like the whole color scheme of Azkaban. You know how it was?
Yeah. Like of the movie.
Of the movie. It just looks like Harry Potter. Okay, that's not that funny.
Oh, that was interesting. It's not funny. Thanks for bringing that to the show.
Harry Potter jumps out at you in random moments of life.
All right. Let's pick up at chapter 42. Now, we ended the last chapter, 41, with the boys peeing on Fox the Phoenix in a very crucial juncture in which Mr. Charger had his wand to Harry Potter's neck.
That's right.
We pick it up for chapter 42 of this godforsaken book.
And we're close to the end.
We are very close to the end.
We are not close to the end of the podcast, but we have been going for quite a while already, haven't we?
Well, the name of this chapter, Sam, is probably, the best way for us to start this show. So why don't we do that?
We'll start, as always, by reading the title of the chapter. I feel like you weren't going to say it, but I really wanted to still say it. I have to say it. The title of the chapter, which is Chapter 42, The Mystery of Gemini Jones.
Ooh. But we're not excited because it feels like that's the name of every chapter.
Yes, we feel like that's been teased the whole... Oh,
so
Mike
just
dropped something.
Dropped my phone.
Which I actually dropped mine earlier, but yeah, I didn't mention it.
So it's equal footing. All right, let's get into the double F.
All right, here we go.
See how this chapter goes. Okay.
After Mr. Charger reluctantly paid Harry Potter $200 for incorrectly asserting that Fox was a phoenix and not a penix, and then the boys going onto the internet to confirm that yes, in fact, phoenixes are a similar but still different species to a phoenix, the room was somewhat awkward, with Fox the Phoenix hovering quaveringly over the group with its magnificent yellow flames and drips of urine dripping onto the boys.
Okay.
Wow. Now that was a 10-line sentence. That was one sentence.
And so, you know, funny little follow through from the end of the last chapter where Mr. Charger stops trying to kill Harry to be like, look, I'll bet you $200 there's no such thing as a phoenix. It's just a phoenix.
$200. They peed on it and it became a phoenix again. But then it's been backed up by them Googling it.
You'd think if they had internet access at this moment, they'd simply just be messaging everyone to say, hey, we're down here. Come and save us.
Yeah, please. MSN messaging them. But Fox has become a phoenix again and it's hovering quaveringly. And then the drips of pee are dropping back on the boys. Which is quite funny.
Well, do you think it's the boys' pee, or it's just, do phoenixes just naturally secrete urine? You know, we don't know that much about phoenix lore yet. We might need Fantastic Beasts to find them.
We don't know that much about, but I feel like I know enough about when you put pee or any liquid onto something, moments later it drips off it.
Could be saturated in, though. You know, really know. So,
all right, I guess I don't really know, guys. Yeah, and until there's fact,
like,
fact
well, something. If you pee into a sponge, that sponge is going to hold the pee at least for the time being.
Okay, but then if that sponge
gets squeezed,
if I pee into a sponge, the sponge is holding the pee.
Yeah.
Then pee starts dropping out of it. I'm thinking that's the same pee.
Not straight away, though. Someone pee into a sponge, send it in, we'll analyse it.
Thanks so much.
Could just use water.
Harry and I are saying the same line here, which is...
Okay,
sorry, where were we? Said Harry. Said Harry Potter.
Probably very smug about his $200 win, especially in a world where they don't use dollars. Gringotts won't accept it.
Oh, we could give it to Dildaroni. Take it back to
Australia.
Back to Australia.
Also, they don't even have dollars in the UK. They have pounds.
Oh, God. Oh, currency.
Oh, God. Where would we be without it?
Yes. Okay, sorry, where were we? Said Harry Potter. I had my wand to your neck like this, and I was threatening to kill you, I think, or some shit like that, said Mr. Charger.
Very
so
blase.
Love that he's reminded. Yeah, reminded. Okay, the dragon that killed Gorby Bolonsky, and those are all in capitals. Like that's the entire character's name. Yeah, it's as in like it's every side of the
so
letter.
The dragon that killed Gorby Bolonsky. Yeah, all start with capital letters. Yeah. So that is now the official yes. name of that character.
So the dragon that killed Gorby Bolonsky approached the two and placed his hands on one of their shoulders each. Don't think dragons have hands, but it's all good. Can't you see you're in love? Oh no, can't you two see you're in love? Why? Why all this fighting? Why all this locomotion?
Doesn't locomotion like relate to trains?
Yeah, movement.
Movement.
So I think he means commotion. Why all this commotion? Why all this locomotion? Or maybe it means loco, like crazy.
Yeah.
Why this crazy motion?
Is that what locomotion means? Like
I'm
crazy
say it is.
Movement?
You know what?
Like because trains are just like.
Yeah, and trains, they do that, and it makes no sense scientifically.
Makes
so you're
no
like,
sense.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Locomotion. Crazy
I think
motion.
It is. And was that the same voice I did last time?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Very what? Falcor from the Neverending Story, I guess.
Yeah, it just doesn't, I'm not quite familiar enough. Can you do one?
What was his name, the kid from the Neverending Story?
Johnny?
Barry Bertrand? Bertrand? Bastion.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're quite wrong.
I think his name is Bastion Bucks or something.
Hmm.
And then there's Atreyu with the horse that... Have you seen the Neverending Story?
Oh, like, maybe once. You know that... 25 years ago. I know what you're talking about.
That scene in the Neverending Story when Atreyu has his horse in the swamp... And it's such a crazy scene to watch because the horse is just drowning.
Oh.
And Atreyu's just standing there being like, no, no. And then it just cuts to the horse and the horse is just like, and he's just like, no. It's really, go and watch it on YouTube. It's a disturbing scene for a children's film.
I feel like this is one of those, and it was made that long ago, they wouldn't have had that thing at the end, like, no animals wouldn't have harmed in the making of this. I feel like they were.
They actually drowned a horse.
Takes 25 takes. Bring in the next horse.
We got to do it again.
The guys from the glue factory are waiting. But, you know, load them up.
Seriously,
all right.
That was a crazy movie. Crazy.
So can you just do a quick voice of what you think it would sound like?
Can't you two see you're in love?
Why?
Why
all this fighting? Why all this locomotion? Just needed that from Hanks, Mike.
Really good.
What? Said Harry.
He's equally confused with locomotion.
My wife said she loved you in Goblet of Fire, by the way. She used to date the Hungarian Horntail.
Okay, the Hungarian Horntail is old as fuck at this point.
Yeah, that's a bit, okay. But immediately, a curse of green light flew from the other side of the room. As clownish Kim Jiri stood up once more, he aimed his wand at Fox, who was flying around like a headless chicken, screeching, "It's bloody loudly out!" What?
Its lungs out?
Oh like, yeah.
I think
screeching his bloody lungs out. Maybe
what it's trying to say is that Fox is like in the sky, like Kim Jiri's just shot an Avada Kedavra at Fox, and Fox, who can't die anyway because it's a Phoenix who can resurrect, and Fox is just like. Flying around.
I think that someone editing this book would say, I don't like that you've described the bird as another bird.
As a headless chicken.
Fox, the phoenix as a headless chicken, screeching his bloody loudly out, or his bloody lungs out.
Mm.
All the boys covered their ears. One of them even rolled his eyes. I think it might have been Luke. And Tom was muttering under his breath about stroking his dick instead of being in this shitty situation.
Tom's just like in this, he's in this definitely, he's like, I should be at home fucking stroking my dick. Which I think Tom is turning into the like horny character. Like, didn't he in another chapter say like he wanted to go home and masturbate or
something?
So he's definitely ahead
of
his time.
So I guess we're finally getting one of, you know, a couple of the boys coming out of the unanimous
pre-pubescent.
They've all been the same, but now there's some of them have different personalities.
Unison.
Unison. Okay. Our plan, screech, 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 will not, screech, 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 fail.
Okay.
Is that, do you think that's Kim speaking?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know, or is the Phoenix speaking? Well,
the screeches are in asterisks to almost imply that they are happening in the background.
So Kim Jiri's running around trying to
do
the spells. And then Kim Jiri's going, our plan. And it's like, will not fail. Okay. More screeching. Screech, said Fox. Screech, said Fox. Like it's an idiotic bird.
Idiotic.
You've ended it with a C. Which is good because that's how it's meant to be.
There's just, I think there's no, there's a few letters missing. There's an O, in the wrong, anyway.
That's right.
It's spelled I-D-I-T-I-O-C.
Idiotioc. Like an idiotioc bird. I think they're from the Amazon.
Could be a magical bird, yeah.
Yeah. And I wasn't doing the screech because it was saying screech, not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Voldemort will return, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it before, frankly, said Harry. My name is Clownish Kim Jiri. Not Frank, mate, said Clownly. Sorry. It's got smiley faces in here again. This is a very confusing chapter to read.
I think it's like remembering the other chapter where they were saying Damo Wilkins, and he's like, it's Jim Wilkins, mate.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, I've said it all before, frankly, said Harry.
My name is Clownish Kim Jiri. Not Frank, mate.
Not Frank.
Sorry. Oh, no, frankly, it's just a word. Smiley face. I know your name's Clownish. Another smiley face. Said Harry. It's hard to read out smiley face emojis.
Yeah, there are lots of smiley faces here.
Oh, my mistake. Smiley face. It's a clownish. So let's do that again without the in between. So I would say, he would say,
do you want me to be clownish and you be Harry?
Yeah, right. So I'll say, Voldemort will return, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all before, frankly.
My name's Clownish Kim Jiri. Not Frank, mate.
Oh, no, frankly, such a word. I know your name's Clownish.
My mistake.
I might head off, said Dylan Dilleroni, who was keen to get out of whatever this situation was. You can say that again, Dildo.
You know what? I'm going to just put this out there. I actually think one of the funniest phrases, I don't know if this is a thing only Australians say, but I just find it so funny when people say, I'm going to head off.
I might head off.
Don't you think that's funny?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's funny. It's just like, I'm going to head off.
I like it as just...
Like I'm going to head off like you're taking like a 3-week journey quest through the wilderness. Like, I'm going to head off. I'm going to start this journey. Like, we know you're just driving 10 minutes home.
I think it's funny, or I like it because often we leave somewhere and you either make an excuse, like, not make an excuse, or just, hey guys, I'm going to go, I've got to get to here and I've got to there, or hey, I'm going to cut this date short because I'm not really, maybe not feeling it, or I've got to get somewhere and there's something else you have to do. But I like to someone not saying that, just go, I might just head off. Just don't want to be here.
Because at the end of the day,
I'd rather be somewhere else.
Bit of TT, but yeah, whenever you go out somewhere, and I think Jerry Seinfeld has a bit about it, but it's like whenever you go out, eventually you're coming back home. And it's like when you do say, all right, I should go, the subtext of that really is, I'm sick of this.
I want to go.
But it's like, the way we as humans socially try to mask the fact that we want to go, it's like, instead of saying, I want to go, I'm sick of this, I'm sick of hanging out,
I don't want to be here anymore.
It doesn't mean I don't like you, but I'm ready to not be here now, so I'm going home. We just say, hey, and
as you said that to me, I mean, I've heard that before, but yeah.
Exactly, yeah. But people make it sound like it's like the they're trying to be so sensitive. It's like, hey, I might head off. It's like, oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I just got I've got an early start.
Totally. Yeah. Or sometimes those conversations happen where you don't even say early start. You go, oh, I might head off. Oh, really? And you're like, yeah, I'm going, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's such a shame. Yeah.
The worst
But thing everyone's like, you want to leave, obviously, and I'm going to just let you go.
The worst thing is when someone goes, no, stay. Because then if you're an anxious person, you're like, nah, I got to go. Why? Oh, I gotta head off.
And the worst thing is when they go, oh, no, seriously, say, and you go, oh, I guess I, no, I can't. Like, oh, sorry, and then they jump on that.
You give an inch, they take a mile.
Every time.
Anyway, we'll get back to the double F.
My other tangent is that my girlfriend Mel actually listened to the podcast last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we mentioned her.
Well,
and because I told her she was mentioned at the start.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then I actually listened to the whole thing. I was like, oh, really? Because she usually just found the chit chat.
Yeah, she doesn't like the double F because it mischaracterizes HP.
And then she's like, yeah, there was like a lot of sexual chat.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess it was. Yeah. They were talking about, you know.
Clitoral stimulation.
Clitoral stimulation, all that.
Penetrative.
And I was like, oh, well, it's, you know. So she enjoyed that, I guess. And then she was like,
I think it showed our sensitive side.
Yeah, for sure. And she's like, I'm glad. Anyway, I'm glad I listened. I said, I'm glad you listened. And she's like, yeah, no worries. She's like, look, she goes, I actually was cooking dinner, so my hands were full, so I couldn't change the
podcast. So she wasn't voluntarily continuing to listen.
I think she enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's quite a blow.
Speaking of blows.
this book.
Right, I might head off.
Dildo wants to head off.
As a few of our listeners have during that last chat.
Harry Potter and the Boys will be right back. Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to all wizards. But also, if you were looking for a comedy festival show to go to here in Melbourne during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, you can head to Sam Gallup Show, Sam, but different, comedyfestival.com.au to get your tickets and use code Mike, M-I-K-E in all caps, at the checkout for $20 tickets, and that's significantly cheaper. We would love to see you there. Also, jump on Patreon, patreon.com/HarryPotterAndTheBoys for full video versions of the podcast and, as we said at the top, the sorting ceremony every week with me and Sam. And also, if you could rate this podcast 5 stars, that would mean a lot. Jump on Spotify and rate it 5 stars there if you haven't already. Let's get back to the fanfic. Woohoo!
The boys all said goodbye to Dildo.
Oh, see you, mate. Yeah, no worries, mate.
He's literally just arrived in the car. And he's like, all right.
But I think what's happened is like, I reckon Harry sold him some story of what they're doing with the car that's not this. And then he's like, Dildo's realized, oh, this is a really dangerous situation.
This is not,
I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, I thought we were like, I don't know, going to the movies.
I reckon Harry's gone, hey, Dragon, can you like drive me somewhere, man? I don't have a car, man.
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly. Harry's gone, Dildo, do you know anyone that's got a car? Yes, Dragon. All right, let's go for a ride.
Yeah. Come with. Yeah. Yeah.
Be fine.
Now they're all here.
They're reenacting the Rebecca Black Friday film clip. Suddenly.
Suddenly they're in the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. gotta make my... Okay.
are there people listening who don't know the Rebecca Black Friday thing?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, but like if you were born in like 2005, you're like 18. That song was 2011.
Yeah, but so now she's like a punk performer.
I know, but like,
oh, I guess
that
so.
Moment was such a big moment in time. Do you remember? Like, it exploded that song.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yesterday was Thursday.
Today it is Friday. We so excited.
We so excited.
We're gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday. And Sunday comes afterwards. I don't want this weekend to...
R.B. Rebecca Black. Still, I'm sitting in the front side, in the back side.
We gotta stop. I don't want this weekend to end.
I feel sorry for the rapper who was doing
that. R.B. Rebecca Black.
So I'm sitting in the front side, in the back side.
Oh, yeah.
Fast lane, switching lane.
Oh, I knew that rap at one point.
So bad. Anyway, let's get back to the double F. Whew. Dildo's heading off. I'm going to head off.
So
we've actually, since we started.
So the dragon's sitting in the front seat.
Harry's in the back seat.
Yeah. And Dildo's got to make his mind up. Which seat can he take?
Yeah, crazy.
Sorry, we've been going crazy. And Mikey, I think you've got to go to this week.
Yeah, no, I've got to go to Weird Al Yankovic very soon. Okay. All right, let's go.
The boys all said goodbye to Dildo and Mr. Charger. Oh, the boys all could say goodbye to Dildo and mate. And oh, fuck, there's no comma there. The boys all said goodbye to Dildo and Mr. Charger made a passing joke about, don't forget your potions homework. And everyone laughed. And Dildo was like, yeah, if you don't bloody get fired for all this shit. And everyone laughed even harder. What the fuck is going on? That's the narrator.
That's in the book. That's the narrator saying that.
As Dildo left, and Tom actually made an excuse and said, I actually have to get going too, guys, and left with him.
It's like, I have to masturbate. He's definitely going to jerk it. Or I'm going to go crazy.
And enormous screech sounded from Farks. You see, Winston, help will always be given to people at Hogwarts, especially boys who are willing to pee on my penis. I will always be here to save the day, because Lucius Malfoy said in the Chamber of Secrets that he hoped I always would be. And I want to stand by that promise, said Harry.
So is that the end of the movie when Lucius Malfoy's like, let's hope Mr. Potter is always here to save the day? And then Harry goes, don't worry, I will be. Harry's hung on to that.
Oh, so he's taking that very seriously.
He thought he was serious.
Love. No, he didn't think it. He knew he was Lucius.
Oh, very good. Okay.
I think he was being a bit sarcastic when he said that in the movie, Harry, said Mr. Charger. Wait, what? Said Harry. Yeah, seriously, he didn't actually mean it. He wasn't actually, he was actually pissed at you about it, said Kim Jiri.
Oh, God.
No, what? I thought me and Lucius were like, you know, enemies, but like at the same time, he sort of cared about me and respected me, said Harry. No, I don't think that at all, to be honest, said Mr. Charger. So I've been doing all this defending of Hogwarts for nothing? I was only doing it because I wanted Lucius to know I had his back, said Harry. Everybody shrugged. Harry looked deflated.
It's like a combination of deflated and defeated.
Yes.
He's deflated.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame for Harry.
He thought his whole life has been a lie.
And probably every time he sees Lucius, he's been like, oh, I'm still there. Yeah, I'm still like, there, mate. It's like just a so you know.
Wink and a nod like,
and,
hey.
And Lucius has been like, fuck you every single time. He's like, I'm still angry and now you're rubbing it in my face.
Yeah. Fuck.
Ah, fuck. That just changes everything. Fuck, said Harry. Mr. Charger and Kim Jiri raised their wands to Harry again. Harry looked frightened. Gotta bounce, said Harry. You guys...
Gotta bounce.
Well, gotta bounce, said Harry.
I mean, that's another dismissal thing. Instead of, I might head off. Hey, I gotta bounce.
said Harry. You guys look after this, would you? Important meeting about something, ministry, something, staff meeting, something magical, something Merlin. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, he snapped his fingers and simply disappeared in thin air.
Gotta bounce.
So he's like, I will always defend. Wait, Lucius wasn't serious? Oh, fuck.
I might head off.
I might head off. Gotta bounce.
Oh, God.
What? Harry, said the boys. Okay. Kill the boys. We have lost Potter, said Mr. Charger. Avada Kedavra! Kim Jiri screamed with a grin on his face. Wow. But Farks hovered down, screeched again, clapped her wings together, and generated almost a wave of yellow, urine-smelling fire, like in the Order of the Phoenix movie when Dumbledore does that.
Oh, yeah, when the ministry comes and Dumbledore's like, I have no intention of going quietly. And then he just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kingsley Shacklebolt says, you've got to admit,
Dumbledore's got style. Yeah. Have you seen all the things about Kingsley Shacklebolt, right, is one of the only black characters in Harry Potter, and his name is Kingsley Shacklebolt, as in, like, in the shackles of the king, as in an allusion to slavery. And, like, a lot of people are calling out J.K. Rowling's, like, terrible naming conventions, like Cho Chang. Like, one of the only Irish characters is called Seamus Finnegan and has a tendency of blowing stuff up.
Yeah.
it's pretty and crazy. Now,
saying, you know, Seamus, calling an Irish character Seamus Finnegan.
Yeah.
There's a meme of it. It's like calling.
It's like calling an Aussie character.
Dildo Dilderone.
Not quite. What would an Aussie character actually be in Harry Potter? Dirk Dingle or something.
Bazza. Yeah. You know,
Dazza Dingle,
yeah,
Dazza Dingo,
yeah.
Oh. It's like, and then the other one is because I remember being a kid and thinking Cho Chang was like suspiciously almost racist.
Yeah, but then I mean, I guess it's a real name.
Yeah, I guess. Probably. I don't know.
Well, I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone called Cho Chang.
Yeah. Anyway, why did we think? Why did we? Oh, because of Kingsley Shacklebolt. Yeah, yeah. Badass character, though.
And suddenly, the entire Chamber of Secrets was burning with pea fire.
Oh.
The face of Salazar Slytherin was burning, ripping apart like a skull on a pirate ship.
And I guess that's the big rock face of Slytherin. You know how there's and there's the basilisk comes out.
And it rips apart like a skull on a pirate ship?
I don't know. I guess like the pirate flag?
Sure.
sure thing.
Dimmy began... Oh, here we go. Is you. Dimmy began screaming.
Nah, my Pernod eggs that I keep hidden under my pillow.
he ran to his sleeping bag and grabbed some porno.
Because this is the expelled common room.
Yeah, sorry. He ran to his sleeping bag and grabbed some porno mags, some of which were with chicks and some were with guys.
Oh, that's progressive. He's got another line. My porno mags that I keep under my pillow. What? So I guess they've seen the ones with
and
guys.
And so, yeah, so then under my pillow, some are with chicks and some are with guys.
What? I'm just curious about learning about the human body and stuff, but if any of you were, like, keen to experiment, I would be totally fine with that. Not that I'm into that kind of thing myself, but... Just because you guys are my friends, and if, like, one of my friends wanted, like, a cheeky blowy...
Oh, my God.
Or just, like, a handy, or something like that, I'd just be like, yeah, no worries. Not because I'm, like, into that, just because I'm a good friend and stuff. So feel free to chat to me privately later if you're interested. Not that I am and stuff, just because I like to make my friends happy and... Now, do we want to unpack this?
I don't know. We do. This was just, you know.
I mean, it feels sort of dated because it's like, is it riddled in some level of homophobia?
Oh,
because like
yes.
he's, but it's like he doesn't want them to think that he might be.
I mean, yeah,
not straight. So I guess it's like, I guess I wouldn't write that now. But I wrote this when I was 13.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, and, you know, and maybe you were a young boy, you know, experimenting.
Just,
and
like, not into it, but just wanting to give back to my friends.
Yep,
like,
sure.
If you, like, wanted that, I would just...
You wouldn't write this now, but you would say it.
Yeah.
You would say it. Yeah, because you've got different mediums. You just TikTok it. You've screamed at the end. The whole thing's very funny. The fire was getting bigger and bigger, and Fark's... click her fingers and was like, okay, gotta bounce and disappear.
So
a phoenix, which we are led to believe is a bird.
Yeah. Who cannot speak as far as we know.
Clicks.
Doesn't have fingers.
Clicks her fingers.
I just imagine it's two feathers.
Yeah.
And just like goes, gotta bounce.
I just realized I was going on to you.
Oh, fuck. I hate that.
Where is the
sorry, it's doing this side. Annoying thing.
Sorry, yeah. Where I connect to Mike's other computer.
It's
anyway.
Really weird. I have never set it up, but it just does it. It's so weird.
Oh, okay. So then now she's... And now the phoenix has clicked her fingers and said... Oh, this was like, but it's in quotation mark. And was like, okay, got a bounce. And disappeared.
Yeah.
Great. Then the dragon that killed Gorby Bolonsky was like, I don't know why I'm here. You guys got this? You guys got this.
So in the last chapter, the dragon, Harry, yeah, and Dildo and Fox
can save the day.
Were the saviors of the day. It was made out to be this big moment.
And it seemed like it was going to be like the end of the Marvel movie or whatever. They're all coming, yeah, together and they...
It was like,
all of them.
I am Iron Man. He, yeah, clicks his fingers.
Yeah.
Iron Man actually clicks his fingers. But now they're all disappearing.
Yeah. Because then now he... Now...
I don't know why... Don't know why I'm here. You guys got this?
And clicked his fingers and said, gotta bounce, and disappeared. So that's like the new, you don't need flu powder.
Yeah, no more flu powder, click powder.
Then Derek smiled. That's it, said Derek. Gotta bounce, he said, and clicked his fingers, but he didn't disappear. Derek, you idiot. Did you actually think that was going to work? Did you think this whole book would just end with us realizing we can click our fingers and say, gotta bounce, and just disappear anywhere? Yelled Michael. Enough, yelled Rob. Lockie and Gemini. The ghost of Shampoo Jones appeared for some reason.
Shampoo, they're still flogging Shampoo. Oh.
Guys, take my body back, will you? Take my body back to my father, Sir Shampoo's ghost.
Oh, and that's a really sad allusion to Cedric Diggory doing the same thing in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We don't have time, sorry, said Rob.
So Harry, you know, would not, in Goblet of Fire, Harry would not leave that graveyard without Cedric's body, right? Even though, like, you know, that... He has to come back and face the trauma of, like, I'm bringing back this guy's dead body.
Yeah.
Right? The boy's like, we don't have time, Shampoo.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Shampoo. Well, tell him you said hi, but no other message, said Michael.
He said hi. That's deep. Hey, Dad. Hey, your son says hi. Where is he? No other message. Sorry. We didn't get anything else.
Michael and Rob sprinted towards...
Wait, can I... Sorry to interrupt again. Yeah, you can. Don't you reckon it's funny that, like... If you did get visited by a ghost of a dead person, right? And they said, you know, can you please just pass this message on to my wife? And you just go, no, sorry.
Probably not.
I just don't feel comfortable.
And especially like, can you pass this message on? And where does your wife live?
Oh, she's just up in Dandenong. It's like 45 minutes away. Can you pay me? Can I have a delivery fee?
Yeah, it's just some kind of, like, what am I going to...
Yeah, what do I get out of this? We just get the feeling of doing something good for a guy.
She doesn't have Facebook or anything?
can I just DM her? I
guess it'll go to the requests. So, yeah.
I guess I'll go.
That's very funny. Michael and Rob sprinted towards Lockie and Gemini's bodies, trampling Shampoo's face accidentally on the run there.
Poor Shampoo.
Michael stepped on his mouth and completely crushed his teeth, and he looked barely recognizable. Shampoo Jones's ghost winced. If they were lucky, they could grab their friends and just make their way out of the chamber before Mr. Charger and Clownish could get out.
So imagine, like, you're dead, you're hovering over your corpse, and you just see a bunch of kids running over your corpse.
Come on,
mind the merchandise.
Come on. Nothing. Biggest, I'm doing Wiggum again.
Biggest insult.
Ah, that's funny. Winston, the boys, Lockie and Gemini, we need them. Get them, yelled Clownish.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
And a general sense of craziness and confusion was all around the chamber as parts of Salazar Slytherin's face continued to burn and crumble.
Wow, that's good imagery.
It almost appeared like tears were rolling from Salazar's statue eyes.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe there's like fire in the eyes. Yeah, I get it. It's like a tear.
Yeah, I think like rocks that are on fire are falling. Yeah.
You've gone back on.
I've gone back to the other screen.
Yeah.
Because you have to go all the way to the left on your other computer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, all the way to the right.
Yeah, all the way to the right. And then there you are.
I don't have the computers lined up.
No, in that fashion.
In that fashion. So it's very counterintuitive. Okay. And as Michael and Rob reached Lockie's body and hurled it onto their shoulders, they went to grab Gemini as well, but Accio!
Ooh.
Mr. Charger had used the summoning spell and Gemini's body went straight to him. No, said Michael. Lockie awoke with a jolt. No! Oh, so Lockie's awake. He got out of Michael and Rob's arms and started to run toward Mr. Charger to grab Gemini. Lockie, no! Leave it! Said Rob.
This is intense.
They pulled him back and away. A cloud of green, farty gas emerged in the chamber. Very intense. And a fart spirit appeared of Vladek Slobodomonovic.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't appeared for a while. Okay.
It was large, disjointed, and stinky, with yellow glowing eyes and a hairy body, almost like Bigfoot.
So he's the hairy man from the first book.
And did he die? No.
No, he's in Azkaban prison.
Oh, but
he can appear as a fart spirit, right. Which is like a force spirit from Star Wars.
Yeah. Vladek, we only managed to get one of them, said Mr. Charger. It is them. Yes. Yes, Vladek said through the fart spirit. Okay. Don't worry. Because as long as we have one, the other will follow and reactivate the United Loser Charm, said Clownish. I didn't do that. Good enough, said Vladek. Okay. I don't know what's happening.
Well, they're kidnapping Gemini.
Right. Gemini, still passed out, flopped onto the ground, opening a single eye to look back at Lockie and the rest of the boys, who ran out of the chamber and escaped, screaming.
They escaped.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That's good news for the boys.
Gemini's kind of doing a bit of a Harry, when Harry in the seventh book is killed.
Yes.
But then he kind of comes back from being killed in Hagrid's arms.
Yeah. Okay.
A single tear rolled from his eyes. He couldn't be saved. They are going to kill me, he thought. Wow. And as the fart stench became almost overwhelmingly powerful and strong, and the Slytherin face statue crumbled and split in half, the Chamber of Secrets was completely ignited.
Oh.
Mr. Charger grabbed Gemini. Jim Wilkins stood solemnly. I mean,
isn't it Kim Jury?
It is Kim. Whatever. So it is. Okay, let's just change back. Next stop, Azkaban Prison.
Oh.
The
what?
The Commenters don't stand a chance against the dark farts. Did you Charger? The Commenters. Okay,
so we can only imagine. We know Azkaban is another prison.
Yep.
And now, I guess, we assumed there were Dementors there, but this might be a tease that they actually Commentors.
Yeah, C-U-M-E-N-T-O-R-S.
And
Commentors.
That feels like a direct tease of the next book.
Oh, can't wait.
Next stop, Azkaban Prison.
I can't wait. Prematurely excited about
I thought you were going to say you're prematurely ejaculating.
Yeah, that was in there
somewhere. Kind of a double entendre. So next stop, Azkaban Prison, the Commentors don't stand a chance against the Dark Vats. So are they going to break Vladek out of prison, perhaps?
Mm. It sounds like that. See you soon, Vlad, said Kim. He quickly transformed back into the Jim Wilkins choir master, split himself into 10 different individual members.
Interesting.
Each member, in unison, removed their white top hats and blazers with JWC neatly embroidered in gold. And threw them into the flames.
Oh.
Got a bounce, said Mr. Charger and Kim Jiri, snapping their fingers.
End of chapter. Chappy.
Wow.
Oh, that is...
So
it seems like...
But, yeah. So maybe, do they just need Lockie more than Gemini? Because they had Lockie. First they had Lockie, right?
Yeah, and now they've got Gemini.
But they had Lockie, and they didn't go. Then they didn't go to Azkaban. They were waiting for Lockie and Gemini. But then they've just got Gemini, no Lockie. But they're like, oh well.
I think what happened was that their plan tonight failed. They were trying to get Lockie or get Gemini back to save Lockie, and they knew that Gemini would get the boys down there as well. That would activate them into the Great Being of Electricity, which they thought would be like their super weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And then they thought Harry Potter was going to come and save them. And they thought that the Great Being of Electricity would kill Harry Potter and then the boys. And then they would take Lockie and Gemini to break Vladek out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would use them as a super weapon to, like, I guess, destroy the world or bring Voldemort back. Does that make sense? But then it didn't happen because of Fox the Phoenix.
I got all of that except for the bit right after the start to the end. I think I
send a thumbs up if you understood that.
No, I did. That was that. That's a very good summation. And one of actually one of Mel's my girlfriend who listened last week. One of her big compliments of the compliments is that even though she hasn't listened for a long time, we were very good at explaining what everything
that's
was.
Good. That's good. Shall we look at the next chapter title?
Yes.
All right, and we must. I think there's only two left.
So just you know, stick with us.
We're going to look at the title of chapter 43. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
It almost feels like the title isn't a complete sentence.
No, no. Ooh,
I'm getting a phone
Mike's
call.
Mike's getting a phone call or something. I like that.
Oh, do you?
Did you answer it?
No. All good. What do you think?
Well, I like it because it now just does not seem to have anything to do with what we've just read.
And it I think...
Or the story.
My thing is the chapter title doesn't seem to finish. Like, it doesn't seem to... It's not a complete sentence. It almost feels like there's a typo in the title.
I'm trying to think of a bit of a... If you can clue anyone on it, mention something that Mike really likes.
Yes. Something I like a fair bit.
That was maybe something that was happened or mentioned around the live show.
Yes. Something that if you know me, you know that I like this thing. I think I make it.
Anyway, they don't know. It's just bad for the listeners. They don't know what we're talking about. So let's just, we should wrap it up. But
Send a guess.
I just wonder if we are going to get to Kazkaban for this, or if it wraps up,
yeah,
somehow, and then we tease to Kazkaban for the next for the third book.
Yeah. Well, your Comedy Fest show,
yeah,
is fast approaching. Sam, but different.
So close. Like whenever you listen to this, it's like a week.
Yeah, get it. Go see it.
Grab tickets. It's gonna be super funny. I'd love. Yeah. People from the Harry Potter and the Boys fam.
Community.
I don't think we should call it that. But maybe I'll sign some boobs at the show. I won't.
Patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys to get the sorting ceremony as well. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, Amoras.
Goodbye, Amoras.
Goodbye, Amoras.
Right, I'm going to head off. Okay. Going to head off, Amoras.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you want to keep listening to Sam and I chatting about where we would sort the characters of Friends, head to the Patreon, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys, to get the exclusive Sorting Ceremony bonus podcast. As well as that, if you could rate the podcast 5 stars, and head to comedyfestival.com.au and get some tickets to Sam's Comedy Festival show, Sam But Different. Use code Mike in all caps at the checkout for $20 tickets. We'll see you there, and we'll see you next week. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch. Radiomikepod@gmail.com.